to another episode of Worst Collection Ever, the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I am Sean.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve. This is dropping on Christmas Eve.
That's right.
Happy Hanukkah. I should have said that on the last episode.
Yes.
Because it was Hanukkah, but happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Ramadan, all those.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, solstice.
Yes.
Whatever you celebrate. But this is dropping on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
The day before Wonder Woman will be coming out in theaters and on HBO Max.
Yes, Don Disney, Wonder Woman 1984.
Which I'm very excited for.
Yeah, yeah. I was pleasantly surprised that they decided to do it this way.
Mm.
And I dig it because that way I don't have to go to the theater, but we still get to see this movie.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I really am. I mean, as of right now, obviously we have not seen it.
No.
We're taping this in advance, but really looking forward to it.
Well, nobody will get to see it even if we were taping it close to the date because—
That's right.
Comes on Christmas.
That's right.
Which
the Xmas.
I kind of dig because I think this year we're just gonna do our Christmas stuff later, our personal stuff at home.
Yes.
Later, and we could just turn on some Wonder Woe.
Yeah.
See how that goes, and we'll share that with you next week on the podcast about what we think of it.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited for that.
That'll be a good time. But speaking of movies, let's take some time here to catch you up on the Marvel slate of movies that they announced a couple weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, we did mention that the Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is going to be coming out soon.
Yeah.
Coming out at some point. Not soon. Jesus Christ. Soon. Nothing soon anymore. Coming out at some point because they're going to be filming the Christmas thing for Disney Plus concurrently for that.
Yes.
So there's that. But it was also announced that Black Panther 2 will not recast the late Chadwick Boseman's King T'Challa.
Yes.
The film will once again be directed by Ryan Coogler and still set for July 2022.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it started filming yet.
No.
Which might actually be a good thing. So the everybody was saying, I can't remember her name, but the actress plays Shuri.
Yeah. Tisha something.
Yeah. She should take up the mantle.
Yeah.
You know, she's a sister.
Well, she had a really popular character.
Right. She's his sister. She should totally take up the mantle. And I'm like, yeah, that would be so fucking awesome. She could be Black Panther, whatever. And then like 3 weeks ago, she was like going crazy on Twitter about vaccines being evil and like really just kind of leaning into that sort of shit. So much so that she pulled her account. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, but I would love to see Winston Duke, who is M'Baku.
Yes.
I would be 100% behind him being Black Panther.
Or we just have an M'Baku movie.
Give me an M'Baku movie.
M'Baku.
That guy was awesome.
I love it.
He's so fucking great. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, also the idea is that they're just going to do a Black Panther movie, but it's going to be based on like all the stuff going on in Wakanda.
That'd be cool too.
And just kind of focus on that. I mean, Black Panther is just an awesome movie. And
there's
mine from that.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the crazy, you know, just the crazy stuff going on as far as technology goes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just the way that they exist as a society.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be good. And if Ryan Coogler is still doing it, you know, still going to be good.
He's a good director, I am looking again, hopefully that happens, but I am definitely looking forward to that because I really enjoy Black Panther. That's probably of the Marvel movies, that's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, I think I need to watch that one again too.
Yeah, I'd like to watch that too. I feel like maybe I should just do a rewatch of all of them, but that's going to take us forever.
I'm doing nothing. It's true. I'm not doing anything. I'm on paint and action figures. I'm getting frustrated because the WWE basics don't really hold paint that well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make a Count Nefaria out of a Sami Zayn figure.
Yeah.
It's not really doing it for me. No, what I'm doing is we watched, there's on Netflix, there's a Rush documentary.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And it's basically, it's from 2010. So, I mean, it's, or you know, whatever that time ish. So Neil Peart passed away, the drummer from Rush passed away like earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
The documentary, so it's obviously it's outdated, you know, in terms of what's going on now. But
yeah.
I've liked Rush, but I wanted to get more into it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about Rush. The only thing I know is that one song, what, Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's what everybody knows. So I didn't know anything about them before I saw this documentary. It's
Cary Von Erich's theme song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they call him the Modern Day Warrior, and that's one of the lyrics in that song. Modern Day Warrior, mean pride, today's Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
Mean pride.
That's a stretch.
They just thought it sounded cool. Yeah, I know.
I just want to put that out there. By the way, I have said this before, and I will say this again. Whoever the fuck told the WWE that every wrestler needs a nickname was wrong. They don't. They really don't all need nicknames.
That's how you sell shirts.
I don't need every, here's the Archer of Infamy. No, that doesn't make any sense. Not everybody needs a nickname.
From this point forward, he'd be called the Infamous Archer.
How about he's just called Damian Priest?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a name.
It is a name.
And it's fine.
That is a perfectly cromulent name.
It's a perfectly cromulent name. We don't need to be throwing other shit in there.
Anyways,
I have opinions.
The reason why I bring up Rush is because I've decided that I'm going to listen to the entirety of the Rush studio album catalog.
Oh, my God.
And I've already gotten, well, I haven't gotten far.
I was going to say, that's going to take you a while.
But I was, the other day, I was just sitting there and I was listening to, I listened to the first like three albums. I was already up to 2012.
How's that going for you? 2012.
And it's going good because it's good songs. Good. It's good music.
I could never get into Rush. I don't actually like the lead singer's voice, and that's a big thing for me.
Well, lead singer voices?
Yeah, I have to really like the voice of the person who's singing. That's the same reason I never liked Led Zeppelin. I don't like their voice either.
Yeah, I could see it's similar.
Yeah, it's a little too high-pitched. It's a little too... It doesn't work for me.
No, that doesn't work. That's not for
which
everybody.
Which is fine. You know, I'm not saying that they're not great musicians or whatever. It's just...
They're very good musicians.
Yeah, it's just for me personally, it's something I can't get into.
Right.
Yeah.
So... The reason why we talked about that, yeah, so you were saying we wanted to watch all the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
So it could be done.
It could be done. It definitely could be done.
20 of them?
Oh, there's so many. So Black Panther 2, what else are we looking at?
Well, if I can get my screen up.
So, I mean, for right now, I'm just trying to think of the Marvel movies I liked. I mean, I liked a lot of them, but just like the ones off the top of my head, I really enjoyed Black Panther. I really liked... the last Thor movie.
Yeah.
I thought that was fun. The first Guardians is great.
Both Guardians are pretty good.
Yeah. I like the first one better, I think.
I need to go back and watch
I'd have to watch them again. Trying to remember what other ones I really liked. I did not like the first Thor movie.
Well, the first two Thor movies are meh.
Yeah. You're right. Because then what's her face is in them. The third one was better.
Yeah. Dark World. Yeah, well, that's not that great.
Trying to think of what other ones I really, really enjoyed.
Ant-Man and Wasp. It's good. Or Ant-Man.
It was okay.
I think Ant-Man's are pretty good. Those
it's
are fun.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which,
yeah.
The third Ant-Man movie is
that's
coming
right.
out.
That's right. It's called Quantum.
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
And Wasp-em. Whatever I'm trying to say. Ant-Man and Wasp, Quantumania.
Quantum.
It is in development with Peyton Reed, who's directed the first two.
Yeah.
He's back to do it. And we're getting the gang back together.
Yeah.
Getting everybody else.
Yeah, well, we still have to get... Isn't somebody stuck in the quantum? No, never mind.
No, they're all out.
They're all out now.
Yeah.
I forgot. I was like...
What's his face?
Was stuck in there.
Ant-Man was,
and then he got out.
Yeah. Scott Lang was, and he's out. So, yeah. But, yeah, Michael Douglas is going to be in it. Michael Douglas is getting up there, man. You better hurry up and do this shit.
I know, man.
But this one's also going to introduce Jonathan Majors as Kang the Conqueror.
Oh, okay.
Who is well-known in the Marvel Universe. You know, he was the villain of nefarious temporal means in the last Lego Marvel Superheroes game, which I really enjoyed. So, yeah, so he'll be there. And then, let's see, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is coming up. That's going to tie in to both WandaVision and the third Spider-Man movie.
And isn't this the one that Christian Bale's going to be in?
No, that's Thor.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
Which Thor, Blood and Thunder,
yeah,
is coming out at some point. And that is going to feature... Christian Bale as Gore,
the God Killer.
God Killer,
yeah,
who's a new villain that I am not familiar with.
Me either. Nothing about him.
You know what? If we got what's his face? If we got Christian Bale acting up
he's
a storm,
get
is
so method.
Just he's gonna
really start killing gods.
I got to start with the lesser gods.
Going to Greece. He's blowing up temples.
Start with the American gods. Then I'm gonna go find the production of American Gods. I'm going to start pushing things down. Yeah, so that's something coming up. There's going to be, what you call it? There's something else that's not on this list that I was going to mention. Thor. Oh, Shang-Chi.
That's right.
That's coming. Mm-hmm. That's coming too. Blade is... They didn't mention anything about Blade.
They didn't say anything about Blade. They didn't say anything about...
Eternals? Well, Eternals...
They did mention, but Jesus, I feel like that's never coming out.
That's going to be on forever. I mean, I think they've already filmed it. I mean, if not, then... You know,
I know, but my
Camille
God,
they... got Jack for nothing.
They pushed it all the way back to at least 2022, I think.
Yeah. It also was a Black Widow is coming out.
They didn't mention Morbius.
No. Fuck Morbius.
That was the other one that they didn't mention. They didn't say anything about Morbius.
Put it direct to DVD. You know what? I'll buy it.
Streaming on Disney Plus.
I'll buy it.
I'd watch it.
I'll get that Blu-ray.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you got a sale for me. What was it? The Eternals. I'm trying to think of this. There was another one that was going to be bring up. But the big news is that yet again, for the fourth time in the franchise's history.
Oh, no.
They are doing another Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, that's right. They're going to do a new fucking Fantastic Four movie.
Because we've already had the Roger Corman one from the 90s. We had the one with Jessica Alba.
Uh-huh.
We had the one with Michael B. Jordan.
Uh-huh. And then we had the one with Miles Teller.
Miles Teller and Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, that's right. They're in the same one.
Yeah. So that was the third one. And now we're going to try another one.
I think
the director from Spider-Man Homecoming is the one that's doing this.
Yeah, he's supposed to. I feel like this one, I mean, who knows? Maybe it will. Maybe if it's in the right hands. But I just feel like the Fantastic Fours, it just doesn't translate. Maybe they won't start with the origin because that's where I feel all of them have started.
I don't know.
I don't know about Jessica Alba one. I never saw that one.
The Jessica Alba one? Or you mean the one that the newest one?
I never saw either one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
You can watch them.
I don't want to.
Okay.
But I feel like did the Jessica Alba one start with the origin?
They started with the origin because well that one that's fine because the Roger Corman one nobody really remembers that one. Unless if you're just like a weird, you know, if you're into
a weird dork.
Yeah, like if it's just the same way that there was like a Captain America movie in 1990.
That's right.
You know, and he wore a bike helmet and stuff. Like those things do exist.
Yes, they do.
So
there was a Justice League TV show.
There was a Justice League
TV show. With a very fat Martian Manhunter.
Oh, it was David Ogden Stiers.
That's right. We watched it.
It was whatever his face from MASH.
Yes.
He was a turtleneck wearing John Jones.
That's right.
John Jones.
Oh, it was bad.
Yeah, that was a really, if you've never seen it, it's on YouTube somewhere.
It's a cultural artifact. Let's just say it that way.
And our friends over at the Fire and Water Network of podcasts have reviewed that at some point.
Yes, and we watched it and we mentioned it on this podcast. We did talk about it, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
I can't even tell you when, like a long time ago.
The girl, what's her face? Well, kind of ties in because we're going to read the Justice League book, but the girl... Not the well, the girl, the woman who plays like she plays she's the medical examiner on SVU.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah
I think
yeah,
the actress' name is like Michelle Hurd or something like that. But she played Fire.
Yes.
And then there was a Guy Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was somebody else that was in there that was a bigger-ish name. I think Lorenzo Lamas. I'm probably wrong.
Oh, I don't remember. It's been so long. It's something though, and it's on YouTube.
Yeah, you can find it. Look for that. But anyways, but the Fantastic Four is coming. You know what? If we don't start from the beginning, if we just jump right into it, and we just have the Fantastic Four being a bunch of what you call it, jabroni landlords.
Yeah, going down the chute, fixing that furnace,
throwing
babies into crevices,
burning everybody up at Wimbledon.
And I can't really say I don't know a lot about the Fantastic Four. I just, from their history with the movies, I just don't know if it translates properly. And maybe it will.
They're boring.
But maybe it will in the right hands. I don't know.
They're boring. That's the thing. I know that they are powerful beings individually.
Yeah.
But I've always looked at Fantastic Four as just being a bunch of boring ass comic book shit. It never, it just, and they have good stuff in it, but yeah. It just as a, Reed's a dick.
Yeah.
Sue, yeah, whatever. I mean, yeah. She's super powerful.
Yeah.
But she's sad, since she's saddled with this bullshit.
Yeah.
She kind of sucks by association.
Yeah.
Johnny's corny as fuck. Ben Grimm's the only one that I dig, you know, the thing, because mm-hmm. Because
he hangs out with Beast.
Oh, he hangs out, but he's also got Marvel 2 in 1, so he's out there like kicking with all these different people, you know, and
having a good time.
You know, he's doing his thing, you know, and I'm cool with that. You know, and they've had their auxiliary members and stuff like that, but like, I just don't care. I just don't care. But I'll probably go see it if it ever comes out. We'll see. You know, I'm certain they have announced a lot of Fantastic Four movies in the past that have never happened.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh my God.
So that being said,
I just don't know why they'd want to do it again.
Because, you know, it's a, you think about Fantastic Four, though, regardless of what we think.
That's true. There are so many dedicated Fantastic Four fans out there.
Well, there's dedicated fans, but it's also kind of one of those Marvel properties that's always like, when you think of Marvel, you're like X-Men, Avengers,
Fantastic Four.
I mean, just legacy properties.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe not so much now.
Yeah. But before. Because
of the way that the MCU has just about changed everything.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, Fantastic Four is right up there, you know, mm-hmm. with like all those other teams. Right. So, you know, Hulk or whatever, you know, just those particular item, you know, all those particular properties are just, they make up the Marvel Universe of people's minds.
Yeah.
I mean, Iron Man kind of got shuttled in there because the movies were so good.
Right.
And he wasn't really a part of that.
Yeah.
You know, before the movies.
Right.
But Fantastic Four was. And so you could still, if you could get somebody to do it and make it interesting and do it right, or just do it good. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't say this is how you're saying doing it right, but just do it good.
Yeah.
You know, then you got something on your hands.
Yeah. So, well, hopefully.
I guess we'll just take a quick break then, I guess. And we'll come back with our book for this week.
You're listening to Prairie Justice, a Greg Sanders vigilante podcast.
You heard right, partners. The vigilante rides again.
From across the western plains and into the streamlined east flashes a mystery rider symbolic of the spirit of frontier America, the Vigilante, heroic champion of law and order, who battles 20th century criminals with weapons of the range in a ceaseless one-man stampede against all lawlessness. Follow the victory trail of the prairie troubadour, Greg Saunders, and his alter ego, the Vigilante, as he rounds up public enemy number one, with smoking six guns and twirling lariat. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Prairie Justice, the Greg Saunders Vigilante podcast, climbs into the saddle on Podbean and Apple Podcasts.
All right, we are back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Justice League America, number 78, from early August 1993. And I am reading this from my collection of Justice League, and there's also a Gary Gardner book in this one, Wonder Woman and the Justice League America, Volume 1, which for some reason at Second and Charles, you can get these pretty cheap.
Mm.
And which is, you know what, I'm on board for it. I probably should get Volume 2 at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're just collecting, you know, some 90s books. And it's just Justice League stuff that you normally don't have a reason to collect from that era. But we're putting it together, and it's all right here. So that's I'm down with that. We're also, we got Wonder Woman coming up, and I think if I put Wonder Woman in the title of this issue or this episode, maybe we'll get some downloads.
Sure.
Because I've noticed
Wonder Woe.
I've noticed that the bigger names get the most downloads.
Well, sure.
Because those people were saying, although our most popular episode is an episode just called, it just says Dead Man. And I don't know why it's the most popular episode, but it is.
Mm.
And I think the second one is the one we did with Steve Sadek and Andrew Drupin.
Yeah.
When we did that. And then, but the other ones are like the more bigger ones are just ones with titles.
Yeah.
You know, with like, you know, people that people, characters that people care about.
Yeah.
Because nobody cares about people like Quasar and.
Or romance comics.
Or Ragman.
But you know what? That is, we've done Ragman. Didn't he show up in a Spider-Man comic? No,
it's Tattered Demalion. That's a Marvel thing. Ragman's DC.
Didn't he show up in something though?
He might have. I think he might have been in I think he might have been in Shadow Pact. I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. But I would just say, those romance comics, those episodes are usually pretty funny.
Yeah. If you haven't gone back and
because those comics are so fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
That it's hard not to have a good episode with them.
Well, I enjoyed labeling one of our episodes My Mother the Man Trap.
Because that was literally the name of the comic. Oh, Jesus.
That's when we have our most fun. Let us have fun.
It really is true.
God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just saying, you're missing out.
You're torturing me by making me read these Justice League Americas from 1993.
Oh, poor
early
Sean.
1993.
Poor Sean. Just suffering through this.
Torture.
Suffering through Guy Gardner being a dick.
Well, I enjoy Guy Gardner.
I know you do.
So I shouldn't really complain. I'm actually not complaining here.
Well, we'll talk about this. Go ahead. I don't know if you've said the title of this episode or this book.
The book on the cover here. So at this time, Justice League America was around, and maybe about 10 issues before this, they got their asses handed to them by Doomsday. Because it's around the funeral or the Doomsday, you know, funeral for a friend, whatever shit. So they got their asses kicked. And so, like, Booster Gold's out of commission. Blue Beetle's out of commission. So they need to, like, kind of regroup or whatever. And at this time, it's only really, you know, in this book, we only got the reason why it's called Wonder Woman.
She's the only heavy hitter there.
She's
really
the main heavy hitter, but she's also, they brought her in to kind of lead the team. And so they got, you got her, you got the Ray, you got like, she's got some young unproven heroes. You got Bloodwind.
Yeah.
Who, he is no longer.
Does he do anything now? Is he around?
He's not really around. No, he was around because
his costume's kind of cool.
His costume is cool. John Martian Manhunter was being possessed by the stone on Bloodwind's chest. And so he was using John's with the demon and this whatever, and this Bloodwind, this bloodstone or whatever it's called, or the blood jewel. He was controlling John, and he was basically doing what Bloodwind does, being Bloodwind, but Bloodwind is now on his own thing.
Yeah.
Doing his own thing. So you got him and you got Guy Gardner. This is Guy Gardner with the yellow, the Sinestro ring.
Yeah.
And then you also have, in this particular issue, Jay
Maxima?
Garrick. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was going to get to her.
Yeah.
Jay Garrick, the Flash.
Yes.
And then Maxima.
Yeah.
And the issue is, the episode is called, or the book is called Maxima Overdrive.
Yeah, which I realize we just go for the title because honestly, she doesn't do anything in this book.
Because on the cover, she's holding up like a tank, like a Jeep.
Yeah, and she's like, you know, throwing
these
it.
Soldiers in the front and she's about to throw it. And then you got all the team behind her.
Yeah, no, that barely happens. She barely does anything.
She barely does.
She gets like six panels.
It's kind of a jabroni appearance for Maxima.
Here. Yeah. So we start with like a
there's
plane.
I don't know if it's a UN plane or some sort of.
I don't know if it's a US plane or a UN plane, another country plane, but there's a plane and it's going towards this nation of say something.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the name of it.
They say it a couple times.
Ceylon.
It's going there and they get shot down. Yeah. So I guess there's like a civil war going on in this country.
Yeah.
So they get shot down and then we cut to wherever the fuck the Justice League are. And Guy Gardner comes stomping in to see who is this he's seeing.
So Guy comes in and he's like, what the fuck? It's 7:30 in the morning. Why am I up?
Right. He's like, what the fuck, man?
What the fuck, man?
I mean, he's just so angry. He's like, yeah, there's like a meeting with a UN guy and they want you to be there. He's like, fuck this, man. It's too goddamn early.
He's like,
Blue Beetle, what are you doing? He's like building a force field or something.
No, Blue Beetle's working on
armor.
Booster Gold.
Yeah.
Because Booster Gold, in a couple issues from now, he gets like this big chunk, gets this chunkier armor that he wears.
It is the 90s.
Yeah. So they had to reboot him.
Yeah.
But my favorite part about this is as Guy's leaving, Guy's like, All right, another complete waste of time. I'm telling you, if this isn't earth-shattering, I'm going to go watch Faces of Death. I'm going to go watch Faces of Death part nine.
Was it 9 or 7?
Right, part 7.
Yeah.
Part 7, which...
Is there a Faces of Death part 7?
Probably. I know there's at least 5.
I've only seen the first one.
Yeah.
In high school. Because who didn't watch Faces of Death in high school?
Guy Gardner certainly did.
Oh, 100%. I'm sure I was friends with somebody just like Guy Gardner.
If he was, if he went, cut and everything.
100%. If he went to my school, we would have been friends and I would have hated him.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We would have been friends because there were not that many weird kids. So you have to be friends.
You have a little club after school, the Faces of Death Club.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Babysitter's Club.
And we just watched Faces of Death. Only watched the first one.
Well, mind you, though, Guy Gardner's like, I'm going to go watch Faces of Death at 7:30 in the morning.
That's hard. You're drinking like black coffee watching Faces of Death at 7:30 in the morning?
That is hardcore.
That's hard, man.
Like, Guy Gardner does some hard living, but that's too hard.
I mean, remember,
too hard.
In fairness, remember that issue we did when we saw his apartment?
That's true.
That is the apartment of somebody who watches Faces of Death at 7:30 in the morning.
That's right. You know it.
When they wake up, not because they've been up all night. Like, when they wake up.
Well, he went to bed at 3.
Right. This isn't like a meth binge. You're just up for 5 days. Because
he was watching Faces of Death at 3 in the morning.
He's like,
he was watching part 5.
He's like, man, I wonder what happens. I got to get up and watch
him. Man, what if that guy dies at Faces of Death?
Oh, man. Do you think that guy's going to die? Yes. Yes, we do. Because it's called Faces of Death.
He watches Faces of Death and it's like, you know, just people living.
Yeah. Man, that'd be hard. Could you imagine just like fucking eating your Wheaties, watching Faces of Death at like 7:30 in the morning?
A guy making an Eggs Benedict.
Oh, God.
Whipping up that hollandaise, watching Faces of Death at 7:30 in the morning.
No, can't do it.
Guy Gardner ain't eating no hollandaise sauce, though, I'll tell you that.
Guy Gardner doesn't know what to do with hollandaise. Like, if he eats a Pop-Tart that's been warmed, that's fancy for Guy Gardner.
His Pop-Tarts are all stale.
Yeah, and they're never warm.
And he doesn't have any of them with the frosting on it.
Oh, really? I think he would be a frosting guy.
You think so?
The sugary, the better.
He's a gym teacher, though. I don't think he fucks with sugar.
You don't think he washes that shit down with a Mountain Dew?
I don't think he's a Mountain Dew guy. I think
just beer?
I think he's a black coffee, beer, or...
And Pop-Tarts?
Yeah. Beer and Pop-Tarts. Oh, the Guy Gardner
that
story.
Sounds disgusting. That sounds gross.
I challenge you listeners.
No, don't eat that. Please don't eat that.
You know what? Don't listen to me.
Yeah, don't listen to Sean.
Don't listen to Sean telling you to eat Pop-Tarts and beer.
No.
And watch Faces of Death at 7:30 in the morning.
Are you trying to poison our listeners?
You told me to do it.
No, don't do it, please. No. Don't make bad choices like Guy Gardner.
Well, Guy Gardner's just a bad choice in general.
He really is. Everything he does is literally, it's like you have two choices and Guy Gardner consistently makes the wrong one. So he like marches down. He's like, meh. And he's like, well, it's thank you for joining us, Guy Gardner. Hello, it's me, Mr. Lord.
Maxwell Lord. Yeah. Maxwell Lord goes.
And he's like,
oh, hey, thanks for being here, guy. And he's like, stuff it, Max. And Maxwell Lord goes, maybe later.
Yeah.
So you can stuff it later.
I mean, what else you doing?
Hang on. Take a rain check on that stuffing.
Yeah. Later. So he's with this other guy.
So he's with this French official of sorts. And he's like, look. The UN needs your help, and you guys get like some sponsorship from the UN.
Yeah, I feel like this country, this fake country, is like a stand-in for like Sierra Leone.
Well, it's kind of the way it's like Sierra Leone or like Seychelles. Or is that like
the Seychelles? Yeah, aren't those islands though?
Yeah,
Seychelles.
Seychelles.
I don't know how to say it, but I know what you're talking about.
Seychelles. Seychelles.
Yeah, but I feel like right now, like in the 90s, like Sierra Leone was like a big thing. Like things were going down there.
Yeah.
And they were at one time French controlled.
Right. Okay. Makes sense.
If I'm not mistaken, and they're in West Africa, I'm just pulled this up.
No, it makes sense.
So that's why I feel like this is like a stand-in for what was going on. But I could be wrong.
Right. So
I could have my dates way off.
The French guy is like, look. You guys, you know, you guys get some juice from the UN. We're calling in a favor. And guys like, fuck this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they were British. Never mind. Sorry. I was wrong.
You know, the guy explains, he's like, there was like a monsoon and it threw a lot of things off in that country and things are in disarray.
Yeah.
And now there's like warlords there, you know, basically hoarding all the food and, you know, just causing
shit's
bad there. So we need, you know, the UN to step in and do some for us, but we want you, we don't really have the resource. We do, we have the resource, but we want you guys to do it because you guys are superheroes.
Right.
You know, and you got Wonder Woman and fucking Guy Gardner and all these, you know, powerful heroes.
Yeah.
You know, and
oh, that's probably why. Okay, so there was a civil war in Sierra Leone from 1991 to 2002.
Okay, so that makes sense would, you know, although this French guy, because this guy's like, oh, we don't want to help you, and you're French, so let me tell you something. And the French guy's like, no, let me tell you something.
Yeah, he's like, I was in, you know, I've served in the military for almost 20 years, and I didn't have a fucking ring. So how about you suck it, guy? Yeah,
how about you stuff it? You stuff it now.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what, French guy? Good for you.
Yeah.
That's right. You tell off this asshole. And so guy, like, they're like, oh, by the way, so to like give you guys some like morale, because it seems to me that you need it, we've brought in an old man. And here comes Jay Garrick. And Guy Gardner just gets even angrier because Jay Garrick is old.
Yeah.
But Jay Garrick, he's fine. He's like so happy to be there. He's smiling in like every panel he's in. He's like,
Jay Garrick's in good shape, guys.
Hey, oh my God.
It's not bringing in, you know, Abe Vigoda.
Right.
And although they should have brought in Abe Vigoda. That'd be kind of great.
What, Abe Vigoda when he was in The Godfather, Abe Vigoda?
No, Abe Vigoda when he was in Look Who's Talking.
Oh.
That character.
Oh, speaking of, aren't they like, no, it's not Look Who's Talking. It's My
Three Men and a Baby.
That one they're going to reboot.
They should have brought in the Three Men. Sans
but not
baby.
The baby.
They should have brought Steve Guttenberg, Tom Selleck, and Ted Danson.
And the ghost.
And the ghost.
The ghost from that movie.
We brought in a fictional ghost.
Yeah.
From a fictional movie that doesn't exist in this universe, but maybe it does. I don't know.
It's just a cardboard cutout, but you know what? It's a ghost.
He's going to lead our team, the boy ghost.
But he's like, so look at Jay Garrick. He's so happy.
Oh,
his,
yeah.
His little metal hat's like at a jaunty, happy angle. He's so happy to be here. And he like runs
I do enjoy
in.
These drawings. These are yeah, nice, these clean are nice. Drawings. This is, who is this?
They're good. They're really good. They look nice.
I don't know who this does. Is it Michael Collins, I think?
I don't know. So he like.
Yeah, Michael Collins.
Trots on in and he's like, hey, I'm here to like teach you guys some. You know, some teamwork since you guys are the new kids on the blocks. And then he says something like, not to like undermine you, but none of you would be doing anything if it weren't for this team.
Yeah,
or
let
something.
Me tell you. Yeah, he kind of does give him a nice, good backhand.
He really does.
Which, you know what? Maxima kind of takes offense to that. And she's right to do that.
I mean, she is like, a queen.
He doesn't even know Maxima. And he's
why
just
is
like,
Maxima here?
I don't know.
Doesn't she have her own planet?
I don't know. I think she wants it because she really wants to fuck Superman. So she's like, well, maybe if I stay on Earth, I'll get a chance to fuck Superman.
Well, you're not going
to
fuck Superman hanging out with these jabronis.
Yeah, she's got
hoping
her own
he's
going
to swing by.
You got Jay Garrick calling you a piece of shit. It's like, you know, it's like, fuck this. I'm going to go fuck Superman.
Putting up with
Guy Gardner.
There is not a dick in the world that would make me put up with Guy Gardner. So
ain't
like,
no dick going to make me put up with that guy.
Right? So let's hope Maxima like learns that lesson.
How about that D? Where's that D?
Yeah, there are other men in the fucking universe, honey.
Yeah, she has her pick of anybody in the universe.
You are a warrior queen. You don't have to put up with this asshole. What are you doing?
So, yeah.
So and that, this is also kind of the thing where I was just like, well, why'd they bring Jay in? Because obviously the leader of the team is Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
But she's, you know, Wonder Woman is a magnanimous person. So she's like, oh, I don't mind, you know, sharing leadership's, you know, duties with with Jay Garrick for this one thing.
Yeah. So they split up the teams. And you got
the blue team and the red team.
There is, I feel like there's a joke here, an X-Men joke here, because.
Oh, yeah.
It's Wonder Woman, Ray, and Guy are on a team. And they're the red team. And Guy is like, we should be the gold team. Because the other team's the blue team.
Yeah.
And
I guess
at the time of the X-Men, there was a blue team and the gold team. I don't know. Oh, I took it that way.
That's also kind of the color of their uniforms.
That's true. So Guy is bitching all the way.
Oh my God,
he's
just such a pain. So the idea is they're going to go to this military base. They're going to stop these fighter jets from going to fuck with this country even more.
Yeah.
And that's the whole deal. So like. Guy like gets his construct ring and he like blows up a bunch of jets.
Uses a big fist.
He does. He uses some fun stuff. There's like a big fist. There's a magnet. I didn't know the power rings could do this.
See, that's the thing. I didn't realize that's the thing too. Cause I'm like, So the power ring.
Is it? Oh, maybe it's only the yellow ring that does this, because he turns it. He constructs a magnet and it literally pulls the guns out of the soldier's hands like a magnet.
Or maybe it uses some sort of tractor ray or something, maybe, like some sort of traction that the energy has.
Huh? Can they do that? I mean,
it has some sort of way to grab things out of people's hands. I'm certain that there's ways to do it, but you're not seeing the intricacies of it. You just have a magnet and he's like, oh, I got the guns.
Yeah. So while all that's going on, we go to some mountain.
Well, because Guy's like, man, I wish Ice was here to see it, because him and Ice were like a couple.
Yeah, well, Ice should have known better.
Ice should have known better.
Why she went back to this fucking frozen tundra, because she's like, goes to this mountain and she's like, I'm going back to my home.
Yeah. Ice is from Norway.
Sure.
And Ice, this is something that kind of picks up throughout the next coming issues and stuff like that, is that her brother has kind of like, he's like a dick and he's trying to like take over like their sect of people. Cause like she's like a part of like this dynasty, like her father's a king or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want any of the women that have ice powers or any, you know, doesn't want them going to the outside world.
Yeah. He also says that he doesn't want them to use their powers at all.
Yeah. So,
like, dude, if I had fucking cool ass ice powers, nobody's telling me to stop.
I'm chilling drinks. I'm making chilling margaritas. Drinks.
I am making all of the swan ice sculptures.
Yeah.
Do you know how I that's what I would do with my time. I would literally make ice sculptures for weddings, and that would be my job.
I'd make luges for bros to drink beer out of.
100%. You could do the shot luge.
Shot luge.
Though the idea of doing that now, post-pandemic, where people are putting their fucking mouths.
Oh, no. RIP shot luges.
Pretty much. RIP so many things. Shot luges is one of them.
Yeah. So we get that for a second, and then we jump back to what the Ray and Wonder Woman are up to. The Ray apparently can also kind of do what Guy Gardner does.
Yeah.
But just with light in general.
Yeah.
So he like puts together the shield and.
Yeah, because he's like stopping these soldiers, and Wonder Woman's like, you didn't put that shield up for me, did you? Because she doesn't need it. So knocks over a bunch of soldiers. And then is this where we get Maxima?
This is where Guy comes in. He's like, Jesus Christ.
He's such a dick.
Guy comes in. He's like, look, there's missiles back here. We got to take care of those missiles. And like, and Wonder Woman's like, you know, Guy, you've been being a dick. And he goes, shove it, witch.
Yeah, he calls her a witch.
Shove it, witch.
And Wonder Woman's like, you know what? I'm going to go see what's going on the ground. Like the people, because I can't stand your fucking ass right.
Yeah. Well, Guy's like, I got to kill something. I'm getting bored. You know? Yeah.
Destruction. Explosion. Pow, pow.
He is in prime form.
He really is. So, yeah. So
this is where Wonder Woman finds like some like this rubble. And she finds this kid who's been like huddling with his dead mother.
Yeah. Which is really upsetting.
Pretty upsetting. And
yeah.
She,
and so she's like, oh, my God. Well, I know, you know, and she's like, oh, kid, I know you can't understand me. And I'm like, you're Wonder Woman.
Don't you Amazonians know like all languages?
Yes, they do. I mean, maybe not at this point, but they do. So I'm like, you should.
Wasn't it a thing in Wonder in the movie?
It was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we go back to like Jay Garrick's like running around. They're knocking over soldiers. They're having.
Jay's actually doing a pretty good job here because he's like
talking about when he used to fight Nazis.
Yeah, he's got his little hat and he's doing a little spinny thing with his hat
where he like. Tosses it kind of like a boomerang and it like hits all the dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this is where we get Maxima and Bloodwind.
And Maxima is just like, why can't I kill these motherfuckers? I'm a warrior queen. That's what I do.
I'm hanging out here with Guy. I'm not getting any dick from Superman.
Right.
Why can't I kill these motherfuckers?
Yeah. This is war. Why can't I kill? And so he's like, Bloodwind's like, well, you just can't. She's like, fine, I won't kill them. So she's just like throwing jeeps and shit. And Bloodwind's like, yeah, I mean, you could do that, but I prefer my way. And he just says melt. And the guns melt in their hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
That could also be very dangerous. He probably burned a bunch of dudes.
Maybe they're not melting, but they're not melting hot. Maybe they're just melting.
Maybe they just melt.
Yeah,
I mean, that's kind of cool. Just being able to say melt and shit just melts.
Bloodwind's got some, he's kind of like John. If he had Ghost Rider's powers.
Okay.
So he could do like penance stares and shit.
Oh, that's cool.
And like get you all freaked out.
Yeah.
So that's apparently his deal. He also has those things around his speech. He has a dripping bubbles. Blood around his speech.
Yeah, that's a bit 90s extreme.
It's a bit much for a character who's only going to be around for another maybe like year.
I know, which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I feel like he does have an interesting power set. Again, good costume.
Yeah. And a person of color. So you know what? Diversified.
Yeah. Maybe I don't know if he's even around now.
That's the thing. According to the DC Wiki, like he was there and then like he started, like there's something where he was like, he was just wasn't, there's something, stuff that wasn't going right for him.
And maybe it's because his name is Bloodwind.
Which
is dumb.
Bloodwind.
Yeah. Maybe we need a new name and we could like revitalize his character. Because I feel like you could probably bring him back today.
Yeah, I think you could.
And give him some shit to do. That'd be kind of cool.
Throw him into Justice League.
Yeah, why not?
You know what? Bloodwind's here.
Yeah.
There you go.
Maybe give him a different name.
Bloodgust.
Yeah, now I am Blood Spatter.
Tornado.
Blood breeze.
Yeah, that sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Actually, that sounds about right for Zack Snyder, though.
It's blood breeze.
Yo, blood breeze is coming.
Yeah.
Get rid of blood breeze. Well, so Jay's like, yeah, this is where Jay's like, hey, you know what? Let's just round these guys up. We'll get the un to come and take care of this. Tell them we did our job.
Yep.
And then we also have the Ray. The Ray is like, the Guy Gardner is like blowing up these choppers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ray's like, come on, man. I wanted to blow up the choppers with my light construction.
He's like, no, me.
Guy's like, no, fuck you, kid.
And so this Wonder Woman shows up and Max was like, what is that? And it's like, it's a child.
And I found him like huddling with his dead mother.
Yeah, it's really upsetting.
So this is where, and Jay's like, well, look, you know. But Wonder Woman's like, I want to personally deliver him to the relief effort because that's where I'm going to, she's probably going to tell those motherfuckers, give her
yeah,
peace
yeah,
of mind.
Yeah, she's going to let them know.
She's going to tell them.
Yep.
And Jay's about to call it in, and this is where we...
the new rebels or whatever.
The new extremists. Step in and they're like...
There's a vagina man.
There's George O'Keefe man.
Well, who is he supposed to be again?
Oh, Dream Slayer. He's like the leader.
So, but the way he's drawn, it looks like his head is a vagina.
Right.
Is that what he actually looks like? Or is that just what he looks like when he's like using his power?
I think he's using his power because he's supposed to be. So,
like, does he have a normal head?
I think he's supposed to be like Dormammu.
Okay.
So apparently, because I was reading about these characters and like they're saying, oh, these are supposed to be like the Masters of Evil or whatever. Uh-huh. And so this was supposed to be Dormammu. And then we got Brute. The big guy with the spikes on his back.
Mm-hmm.
We have Death Angel, who's the girl
Death
with the claws.
Angel. Okay.
We have Shot Blast. I forgot what is this guy. So he's the guy with the gun, obviously. There's a brother here who looks like Weather Wizard, but he's not.
Okay.
He's the guy that's talking.
Not Weather Wizard.
And then there's this girl. I forgot what her name is, but she makes fiery knives. And that's your new extremists. Because there was a team called the Extremists, and then something happened to them. And now there's new extremists. And that's what happens in the next issue. There's an extremist versus new extremist versus Justice League America fight going on. I don't know. Do you want to read the next issue?
Maybe. I mean, I guess if I had nothing else to do,
I'll probably read these because I'm kind of fiending for some 90s stuff. So yeah. I might power through that because those are, you know, they're just stupid.
Hey, as long as Wonder Woman's not wearing bike shorts, you know, I'm
yeah, this is pre-bike shorts. This is 93. So, you know, the bike shorts aren't happening for another year yet.
Good, good.
You know, she's still just being good old Diana. So, yeah, no, I'm down with that. But yeah, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And rate, review the podcasts on all the platforms. Go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Pandora, wherever you get the show. Tell your friends. That would be really dope. And we'll be back next week. We'll talk about Wonder Woman. 1984.
I'm very excited for it. Yeah, I'm hoping that this excitement doesn't uh, isn't a huge letdown, kind of like Superman was.
I don't think it'll be. I think it'll be.
We'll
okay.
see. We'll see how it's going to go.
I think it'll be.
Pedro Pascal's in it.
Oh, is he? Is he Maxwell Lord?
Yes, he is.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good, mm-hmm. good.
And yeah. I think he's blonde in that movie, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think he's got a hair gig.
Yeah, I think he does too. Does he still have a mustache?
It'd be funny if he just wore the Mando helmet.
Is the way you see just like blonde coming out of the bottom, and he's like, this is the way.
This is the way. I'm Maxwell Lord, guys.
Yeah.
How's it going? Anyways, yeah, we'll be back next week. So thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.